Pay me so the big gale. I'm making my fee me shade. All the girls calling me baby. See me see baby. Fine boy, because I be seeing baby. Tell me what you.
Hello, people of the internet. You're welcome to the Banned Books and Broke podcast. I am the spicy Edo Jollof, aka Joy Lenre, aka Anike, aka anything else you like to fill in. Enjoy the pod, guys.
Nobody knows. I just keep it in my head. I don't say too much. I just hear the touch.
It has been like, I think, 6 weeks or seven. I am not keeping count. Please, my apologies. I have not been posting. I've been very busy. Guess what, guys? I and a couple of, I think, 3 million Nigerian youth straight off from the university went, sojourned to different parts. We were on a voyage, different parts of the country, to different NYC orientation camps to suffer, right? Fall sick, have husbands. Some people had husbands, had girlfriends. Some people were even decamped. But then again, we all just went to suffer for 3 weeks. Because I don't think anybody's, oh my God, the experience was so sweet. Can you wake up by 4 o'clock? No, 3 o'clock. 2 o'clock to have your bath. Maybe so by 3, they'll call you. They don't call you. They send you out of your hostels like as if you stole money. Well, I don't understand the essence. Yeah, I'm going to put H inside it. I don't understand the essence of such a regimented lifestyle that I lived for 3 weeks in Abia State. I was posted to Abia State. But it's a very funny story that I'm going to dig into. But before that, welcome, guys. If you're new to my pod, if you're a new listener, God bless you. Thank you for hooking yourself up with something great, a very great content for you. I hope I'll be able to live up to that claim as you listen further. If you're an old listener, thank you so much for sticking with me, for keeping up with every episode, for telling your friends to, you know, listen. God will bless you and all your hustles. Do I have any important announcements? Yeah, I'm back from camp. That's one announcement. I promise, now that I'm going to start Now that I'll be working, I think from work I'll just record and we'll be having frequent episodes. No more overlapping. We're going to try to work harder. This new year that is coming, this 2020, this 2020, I'm trying to get this podcast to the stars. So I'm doing everything possible to get features, to get even studio time, probably trying to monetize this podcast. So we'll see how everything works out. You are duty welcome. Moving on to my NYC experience. 3 weeks in Abia State. How would I describe it? 1, bittersweet. 2, crazy. 3, short of words. 4, thank God for the friends I had there, else I would have died. Now, breaking everything and taking every point. First is bittersweet. Wow, how was it? I would never say I was in a boarding school. University was like my short of experience of somewhat a boarding lifestyle. Because I just went to a boarding house in just as one for 2 weeks and I came back, I couldn't cope. Not because I was, you know, I'm a butty, but like that school was horrible. So fast forward to about 10 years after, how many years you spent in secondary school? No, 6. 6 plus 4 years university. 10 years! Oh my God, 10 years? 10 years after I decided, no, Nigerian government, the fucked up system tried to push me in Abia. And red sand, a lot of red sand giving you kata, people fainting up and down. The sun in Abia State is like we are directly close to, I don't know, we are directly close to the galaxy that are interfacing with the sun, because that place is always hot, very hot. When it's cold, oh my God, it's like we're living in Alaska, because the whole place, the fog in the morning, Jesus Christ. You'll be shaking. You're wearing your khaki. You're wearing sweat under khaki. You want to die. Because the weather condition there, the atmospheric condition there is not palatable for human living. For human, how will I explain it? No, for human living, it's not a palatable condition for human. That's what it is. So, yeah, Mami Market swallowed all my money. So when I'm depressed, I go to Mami Market to take a house food and a bar. When I'm also depressed, jollof rice can go. When I'm definitely depressed, Indomie works well. When I am too depressed, the bittersweet experience, I decided to launch myself up for spaghetti. So it finished all my money. Like there was no saving whatsoever. And it's not because I cannot hold myself and be disciplined not to spend so much. It's because there's so many temptations. Like you can be angry that a soldier just like soldiers molested. Must say molested. They molested me by pushing me out of my house when I did not tell them to. When they're not supposed to. Sent me out of my one time I was sleeping and they beat my young. Like pow pow. I'm like, you're not supposed to beat her. Like, who do you think you are? It was a woman soldier, it was a female soldier. Anyway, no female, I'm not trying to. Yeah, soldier. Female male. She beat my butt. Like, trying to let this thing grow. Why? And like, I was sleeping. If you see the way the beating woke me up from my dreams, my Prince Charming, boom, I want to die. I was like, I want to try the phone. What is that? She said, if I give her, I don't stood up, put my shoe, I ran out. Who wants problem with soldier? Nobody taught me to be fierce, so I just stayed where I was. I respected my surname and my tiny body because I cannot come and die. It's raining now, so if there might be a distortion as the recording goes, but I know you enjoy it. That was my market stealing all my money, bittersweet experience. The gist before Abia was, I was going to work it somehow, get posted to Lagos. You know how it works. If you're new to the Nigerian system, let me break it down for you. If you want to get a favorable place to stay for NYC, you pay somebody, somebody knows, plug in the NYC, you get switched up and get into your prospective place. Well, we thought, I paid a lot of money to get Lagos because I'm used to Lagos and I have a place to work in Lagos. Trying to like fuse everything and stay in Lagos. And my boo is in Lagos. So why would I want to go away to another state? So, come, I think, a day or two to a resumption in the camp, I saw my call-up letter stating Abia State. I was like, slow your hope. This is not me. My name is no more Joy Lenry because Joy Lenry, the normal Joy Lenry was supposed to be in Lagos. She's not supposed to be in Abia. So my name is no more Joy Lenry. So my friend also was working at Abuja and she also found herself in Abia. Crazy how she never picked Abia in the states. Like when you're registering for NYC, you have to pick like 4 states. By the time we were registering, there wasn't Lagos, Abuja, the favorable states. We had like, you know, a lot of northern states that filled the entire, you know, selection criteria and some western states and a lot of eastern states were there. So I picked Abia, played 2, Adamawa and Oyo State. But because I knew that my plug was sure, like my plug was inside NYC, like I knew that I even know the amount I'm playing, but like my plug knew the what's that guy, the director general of NYC, blah blah blah. So I was like, I'm in Lagos. And my friends said, I'm in Abuja. Until we got the shock of our lives, Abia, Abia. One thing I was happy about was, okay, she was in Abia too, so I have no stranger. We'll be roommates or probably maybe be in the same platoon. We got to Abia, a 16-hour journey. Yeah, it was hell. I think we rode through, my dad was always saying, oh, this transport system, they're the best. They've been together for 25 years, been, you know, in the business for 25 years. So they know their onions, they will get there on time. Told us 10 hours, we get there before 10 hours. So my dad was really helping these people. So we boarded the bus. Hey, God. My experience with ABC, I'm calling you guys out, was terrible. Like, terrible. We were supposed to leave at 6:30. We didn't leave Lagos until 7:47. Then we stopped back to Jebu Ode for about 3 hours because of some passengers. We're about to highlight to get another bus. It was a nerve-wracking experience. I was tired. We're sleeping and waking up, but we never still got to our destination. We're not in Abia yet. we've not passed the Niger Bridge. But what happened now? What is this? We passed so many states, like up to 6 states. I'm like, this equipment is genuine, it's foul. Ah, but God still intervened. We got to Abia, I think about like 10. We got to Umahi at 10, but we hadn't gotten to the, what's that place? The NYC orientation camp. So that was like another 2 hours from Umahi. So we had to stay in a hotel the night. We were scared, really. Staying in a hotel in a strange land that we don't know. For someone to come and carry us in the middle of the night. And they knew that, oh, we're going for NYC because we looked the part. Everybody knew that anybody coming, girls, boys coming by that time, dragging bags, we were going for NYC camp. And we prayed, my parents called, we were able to keep this cash locked up. Take care of yourself. Early in the morning, I think by 7, 8, we jackpot from the hotel and got straight to the camp. And immediately, the tension of the camp just, you know, it's like a cloth you wear, like a garment you wear. Like, just, I make it enter that camp, everything just looked so sad. Like, life stops outside, and when you are inside, you are just suffering. That's how everything seemed like. From registration, see, registration that should not cost you anything. Like, it shouldn't cost you, it should not stress you. They took their registration like as if you will die today. So from 8:30 we started registration until about 6 o'clock. We had not finished. I think 6:30 we were sharply rushed us. So we could eventually go and wear white and white and match that same night. So Kemi and I, my friend, have not eaten the entire day. So we thought, okay, when we're done collecting our kids, we'll go back to the hall, freshen up. We thought there would be like available water, you know, all that. So we will still get back to that story because we have a lot to discuss. We thought we can wear white and white too, and shoe and come and be matching. Person will never drop since morning. Say, hey, I have died today. This is the end. We marched, marching, did everything well, made some soldier friends. And we went straight to Mami Market. The first day they cheated us because what I ate was nonsense. So the next day I started to, you know, stuff, do markets, or they look for the places that have plenty food that is worth the money I'm dropping. Not that I'll pay 500 naira for food. And food will be like, they just put two tablespoons of rice for me. So the first day I finished from Babcock, so I met some Babcock friends. We started having a community of people that I started talking to. So we made like the stress of camp seem seamless, but the stress was still there. But because of the friends I had, the proper friends I made in my platoon, it was manageable. Second day spilled over, third day spilled over. We started doing stupid 92. I'm not saying stupid, but like, okay, 92 side lecture, side skills, and an entrepreneurial something. The distance was something I cannot remember, but when I do, I'll say it another episode. So we did side classes from 9 to 2. We also had NYC lectures. I went for cosmetology, that soap making, cream. I wanted to do all this herbal stuff, so I went there. I think I enjoyed the learning from side classes, maybe because I was interested in cosmetology already, so I enjoyed that part of my NYC. Don't know, so I also enjoyed being sick because I went to the hospital. I met a very fine doctor. We spoke for about an hour, 30 minutes, talking about the plight of doctors in Nigeria. And then again, he did not look at me afterwards. But the camp clinic story was cool. I never fainted, because I really wanted to faint in that camp because the sun was so much. People were just fainting and getting away with not matching. And I was there, able-bodied and not fainting. I was like, God, why? Weak my legs. Let me just faint. Because if you see Abia's son, you beg God that the ground will swallow you. Ha! It's like, I feel like it's like hellfire. That's a lower version of empire. And the food at camp was crappy because we eventually started looking. Me and Kemi decided to would dump Mami for a while. Let's save money and let's try the camp food. We regretted the first spoon and eventually took our bags back to Mami, spent our money, finished, enjoyed ourselves and smiled afterward because that food was worse than an apology. It should not even be said in New Year. What again happened in camp? We had our carnival. My platoon came second. We portrayed the Edo tribes. Yeah, it was cool. I was a narrator. And, you know, trying to use my language. No, I couldn't speak my language. Oh, yeah, my platoon officer called me stupid because I can't speak Edo. I don't know how to say anything in Edo. And he was like, how can I be like 20 and above and I can't speak my language? I'm a disgrace to the national service. All right, blah, 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 blah. Can I leave now? So he called me out that I must be in charge of everything pertaining to the Benin culture, blah, 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 blah. Called some of us out because many of us know nothing about our culture. Can you imagine? At our ages. So he was pissed off. But eventually, coming second made him happy, I guess. So we all did. I think we had a suya party at The Rock because The Rock sponsored most of our social activities at the camp. There was Miss NYC, my platoon came. There was Miss Bold, Big Bold, Beautiful, Big Bold and Beautiful, I guess. My platoon came, whoop, and I mean, we didn't get anywhere. What other activities happened in camp? So many things happened in camp, but they were like so stressful because, okay, the debates. Oh, like going into a place with about, I think we're about 1,900 core members at Abia. At the NYC camp at Abia, getting to meet and fraternize with a couple of people from different universities, different worlds, different mindsets, I got to understand why it is good. So, there are levels to communication and levels to interacting with people. So many people that you shouldn't even have a hello with. People you're meant to have like hellos, exchange pleasantries, and even have beautiful conversations with. I interacted with some people and I was irritated. There's so many misogynistic men that parade themselves in polytechnics, universities, in different schools. I'm so disappointed in what kind of graduates that we have that I met in that camp because they were so sexist. So, I have so many stories from different boys that I just heard say something. I'm like, what the fuck? But like, we moved, child. I moved from that place, so I don't think it should be concerning, but I think it is an agenda we all have to speak. Please, make sure, be conscious enough not to be stupid and useless to the society. And say, stop making stupid derogatory remarks to women. I mean, because like most of the activities in the social activity have to do with like, you know, big, bold, beautiful women, had to do with Miss NY. So there were a lot of like boys claiming body. Like this body shaming a lot in the camp. Oh, they was like, look at how you be safe, you don't even get packaged. They talk to me. Like it was a very weird thing. And the level of, there's this English that's come to my mind. The level of entitlement men have over a woman's body. I'm like, there was this guy that was legit drunk in my platoon. I was groping girls. And I don't even know why women take this insult for themselves. I mean, if it was, I'd be slapping. Although the guy was high, maybe he would beat me back. But then I feel like if I responded, he would know that what he's doing is wrong. Or he would believe, or people would like turn him away and tell him, no, try that again. You should not get your time. But like, they were allowing him to grope them by force. Dignity is something we all need to like consciously look into to have. Anyway, that's one aspect of my camp that I didn't like. Meeting with misogynistic, stupid, sexist, idiotic, chauvinistic men. But having to deal with them too is another level of maturity. So you have to deal with a lot of characters in that camp. Stupid characters. People that just are mad. That's ridiculous in their minds. Anyways, we met in the hostel. There was a girl that used to make noise. She was always drunk every day. Like, people need discipline to help take care of themselves when they are not in their father's homes. Anyways, it was bittersweet. I wasn't in my boo for like 3 weeks. Or I think 3 weeks. Yeah, it was stressful. But when I saw my boo, I was happy. I think that's just about it for my NYC experience. If there's anything I need to add later, I'll make another recording and do a part 2 version. But that's it. Like, if you're in stream 2 and you're going to listen to this and you're listening to this episode, you have a lot of things ahead of you. So please use your mommy money wisely. If you're a guy, you wanna, you know, do some Irokin, know that you can be decamped. And camp really, yes. Disclaimer, or I don't know, attention, P, what's that, the MB? Camp is not a place where you will give a girl pregnancy, one. Camp is not a place where you should be giving head, two. Camp is not a place where you should be engaging in immoral acts, because that place is dirty. The red sand, the dirty chairs. Where do you want to be doing nonsense? Like, where? Is it a mommy market toilet? These things are disgusting. Like, are you? Wait, I thought if you're gonna be doing things, it has to be comfortable. So, like, the energy you guys be permitting will be very strong. When, how will you be touching me when there's dust everywhere? When I'm touching concrete? Oh, please, boys, Konji is not that bad. Calm yourself. Girls too, calm yourself, because... And also girls too, be very friendly and still be very cautious around... I know I say officials and also soldiers. It's better to just be, you know, very diplomatic with the way you interact with them. Yeah. Don't send off wrong signals so they will not think you are up for something, you know? That has been all NYC people. And those of you who are yet to be thinking of NYC, but if you can ghost it, my friend, ghost it. Don't say I told you. Enjoy your week and I will enjoy mine. Have a nice day. Treat your